We want to welcome everyone to our show tonight, As We Get Younger, with Johnny, and we have a special guest speaker tonight. And let me tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Zenya. She has a whole list of qualifications here. She is a doctor of divinity, a non-denominational minister, just about perfect international online coach, founder of Forever Free Alchemy Technique, certified EFT, which is Emotional Freedom Technique practitioner. She is a certified master iridologist, certified kinesiology practitioner, certified herbalist, certified Reiki practitioner, Tibetan energy healing, Tibetan body work, Tibetan Northern India astrology, which entails special tools to find one's body, mind, emotion, blueprints. She is a spiritual wellness counselor, international lecturer, international seminar and workshop leader, and some of her work experiences are: she is a native of Tibet, studied traditional oriental healing techniques with a Tibetan medicine lama in her early 20s. She came to the U.S. 27 years ago and studied many Western-based alternative healing techniques, combining both East and West healing knowledge and methods. She has worked extensively as a counselor, practitioner, teacher, and lecturer in the U.S., Canada, and Asia. The majority of Zenya's work in the past few years was focused on facilitating her clients and students to successfully release their negative cellular memories within their systems. These negative memories have been preventing them from total healing and wholeness. Wow, Zenya, you've got a whole list there.
Sorry about that.
No, that's wonderful, you know, that you've got all those qualifications.
Thank you.
And I have met Zenya personally, and she is a wonderful lady. So we want to welcome you tonight. Okay, Johnny.
Thank you, Joy. I am here. Zenya, tell me what cellular memories and what it can do to our overall health.
Okay, Johnny, first of all, I want to thank you for inviting me to your show, and I just hope I can live up to your high qualifications, and all your past speakers were excellent and wonderful. So, okay, cellular memories. I remembered 2 weeks ago you had Dr. Bob's on your show, right?
Sure.
Yeah, he was mentioned about that many of his clients get to certain points of healings, even they do everything correct, like a good diet, a good exercise, and, you know, good lifestyle, all that, but they're still remaining some stubborn physical symptoms that still remaining there. They cannot release that. And Dr. Bob's also mentioned about this could be cellular memories that within the client's system that cannot get released. That's why it's preventing them to have a total health.
That's so correct.
So to continue with that, I really totally agree with him, because Eastern healings and Western healings are a bit different. The Eastern healings pretty much into like a cellular energy healings, and we said if you don't have energies, what happened? You die. Right? So cellular memories literally is a very subtle energies or vital force that within our system. So cellular memories, especially we're talking about, of course, cellular memories has the negative kinds and the positive kind of memories. The negative kind that really it is impacting on people's health in the way that we don't even consciously aware of it. So cellular memories, pretty much, if we want to call that emotions blockages, that's okay too. And for my 20-some years of experiences with clients, that I find out that almost all the root, very deep challenges in their lives are pretty much due to some kind of emotional blockages from either past events in their life or severe traumas. Okay, and I pretty much put them into three stages of cellular memories.
And okay, you don't, what are the three stages?
The first stage is more of acute state. The acute state, not necessarily that this trauma or event happened yesterday, okay? It means that this event is so traumatizing, they can literally, if they close their eyes and they want to go back to that particular time and space, they couldn't even handle it. They'll get really emotional, they get really choked up, whatever. It's very acute. Some people have this kind of acute memories even back to many, many years ago. Some people have a severe car accident or they have a severe abuse, something like that. So even they happen many years ago, but in their conscious or subconscious level, it's still very acute. Okay? And, and later on, we'll give you some examples of what this acute stage will look like. The second stage, it is subacute or it's middle level. The middle level, usually the memories from the events and past pretty much accumulated. For example, if the children being abused from their parents somehow, maybe is emotional abusement from childhood, okay? It's kind of on a daily, consistent going on basis. So they're starting to build up this kind of a defense organism in them, the system. They want to protect themselves. So when they take this kind of abusement, emotional abusement, when they grow up, they become